Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, and welcome to another edition of The Truth NPX right here on blogtalkradio.com every Saturday evening from 8 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Pacific time, 11 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. Eastern time. I am your host, Bishop Yahusabka with the Israelite Church of God in Jesus Christ, Portland, Oregon Division, and my co-host, please introduce yourself.
Perpetual Crew Aharon.
And once again, you tuned into The Truth in PDX right here on blogtalkradio.com. Before we get tonight's show started, I want to say shalom, peace and blessings and salutations to the leadership structure in the nation of Israel. First, starting off with the Holy Constant Comforter, Holy Apostle, Chief Priest Isaac Dakia. I want to say shalom. I want to say shalom to the Holy Apostles, Holy Apostle and Chief High Priest Ariah, and Holy Apostle and Chief High Priest Shah. I want to say shalom to the Order of the 12 Apostles. I want to say shalom to the Comforters, 42 Chief Priests, elect ladies, and holy women of our nation. I want to say shalom to the Chief Bishop and Bishops of State, Cities, Boroughs, Units, and Departments. I want to say shalom to the Army of Israel, starting off with the Major 13th Shield General, all Shields and Generals. I want to say shalom to the Captains of the Officers, to the New Hebrew Academy. I want to say shalom to the Young Men's and Young Women's Academy. I want to say shalom to the Sisters in our nation, the Doors of Zion. And last but not least, I want to say shalom to our children in the nation, the Prince and Princesses of the Nation of Israel, those that are destined to make it to the Kingdom of Heaven. And I want to give a shout-out to all the listeners that are listening right now live or that will be listening later on the On Demand podcast all throughout the country, especially those that are here locally in the city of Portland, Oregon, and as well as the surrounding cities, Beaverton, Gresham, Hillsboro, Milwaukee. Thank you for your support. I want to say shalom. You missed a good seminar today. Hopefully you'll make the next one. I want to say shalom to the brothers and sisters in Minneapolis, Minnesota, Omaha, Nebraska, Oklahoma, the state of Oklahoma and Tulsa and all throughout Oklahoma, the Floridas, Miami, Orlando, West Palm Beach. Shalom to the brothers and sisters in Baltimore, D.C., all throughout the boroughs of New York, Philadelphia, New Jersey, Camden, Allentown, Pittsburgh. Love you, brothers and sisters. Tonight's topic is be not ignorant of Satan's devices. Again, ignorant, the definition of ignorant, and I know for a long time when we get mad and discuss this, somebody, we say, you know what, you ignorant, you're an ignorant something. You know, but what we're really trying to say to you is you just don't have no class. You debase. You ain't got no manners. You ain't got no discretion. You know, you get on my nerves. You know what I'm saying? But the word ignorant means to lack knowledge, to not know, to be not aware of. So again, be not ignorant. Be not aware. Be have your eyes open to Satan's devices. Again, and Satan has a lot of devices that are in full swing right now that you're not even aware of. You might, in fact, be ignorant of something, Satan's devices that we're going to go through tonight. We're not going to be able to go through all of Satan's devices, but we're going to hit the main points. First and foremost, Patrick Ryan, can you give me 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11, please?
Gotcha. Lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices.
See what the Bible says? We're not supposed to be ignorant of Satan's devices. Again, the word ignorant, the definition of the word ignorant. And we want to make sure that everybody's clear. Lacking in knowledge of something. And saying that's the word ignorant means the lacking knowledge or information of something. So we want to make sure that you don't lack in knowledge or the information of how the devil is out here tricking our people. You understand that? And the definition for devices or device, you understand that? We want to be fully aware of what these words mean. The word device or devices, the definition. One second. Devices are tools. You understand that? Tools that are used for something or some purpose. You understand that? You have a device that's used to, you know, blend up, you know, mixtures, a blender or a mixer. You got devices used to comb your hair, device to brush your teeth. Again, a device is a thing made for a particular purpose. A plan or a scheme for effecting a purpose, a crafty scheme, tricks. So we don't want to be ignorant. We don't want you, brothers and sisters, to be ignorant or unknowing of Satan's tricks. You understand that? And Satan got a lot of tricks. Let's get 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. This is the first trick that we're going to go into. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8.
Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour.
Now, first things first, it says, be sober, be clear-minded, be focused, have your eyes open, be looking around. Be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, your opponent, your arch enemy, the devil, it says he's walking around as a lion. It didn't say he was a lion. It says he's walking around acting like he a lion, making a whole lot of noise, roaring, you understand that? Trying to scare people. You understand that? But it never said he was a lion. Now, the Bible tells you clearly that Judah is a lion, the lion of Judah. We lions. If you're from the tribe of Judah, you're a lion. But Satan is not a lion. He's walking around like a lion. He's pretending to be a lion. And as he's pretending to be a lion, he's walking around seeing what Israelites he can destroy, devour. Now, if he's not really a lion, how is he getting Israelites? How is he destroying and devouring Israelites if he's not a lion? Again, he's using his tricks. He's using his devices. Again, what is Satan's goal? Satan's goal, the Israelites, into destroying themselves. And brothers and sisters, they are doing that as we speak. One of the tricks of the devil is these gangs, whether it be Bloods, Crips, MS-13, 42nd Street. You understand that? Hoovers, GDs. Black Mafia, Gorilla Mafia, whatever names they go under. Here it is, you got organized men, organized women, warriors out here killing each other instead of coming together and being soldiers for God, being soldiers for Christ, doing the right thing, helping the community, gathering fruit, building the nation. They out here killing themselves. Being led by chaos agents, government officials. And the goal is for them to destroy themselves. All tricks. How you know it's a trick? All right, how you know it's a trick? Here it is, the devil said to the Crips, if you see somebody wearing red, you kill them. Then the devil told the Bloods, if you see somebody wearing blue, you kill them. So you mean to tell me I'm killing my fellow brother and sister over a color? All right, last time we fought over colors was in grade school. When you had the crayons, I had the crayons. I wanted the black crayon, you wanted the blue crayon, and a little tussle argument. Grade school. And we got grown men, grown women out here killing each other over colors. Why? Because they've been tricked by the devil. Been tricked by the devil. Some more tricks that the devil is using to destroy, especially our black men, is through hip-hop music, through hip-hop culture. The demasculization of the black man through hip-hop. The majority of your hit makers in hip-hop today are gay. The sodomites, according to the Bible. And homosexuals. Lesbians. And if you speak against it, you ostracize like there's something wrong with you. You the bad guy. You got young men walking around wearing dresses, calling themselves thugs, wearing pump shoes, Chanel purses, lipstick, fingernail polish. And they're gangsters. Throwing up gang signs and all that. Got our young men tricked. Got them deceived, Iran. Our young men say, look, I'm gangster too. I'm going to paint my fingernails. I'm gangster. I'm going to wear me a dress. I'm gangster. I'm going to put me on some lipstick. I'm gangster. I'm going to kiss another man in the mouth. I'm gangster. You can't see the tricks of the devil? Then when the real cat come through, cat like, you know, somebody like DMX come through rough and tough. And I don't know, he's too rough. He's too tough. He's too angry. Where my dogs at? Where my dog? Oh no. I mean, come on, man. And again, these sodomite young men, these are guys that are on the radio. Every 5 minutes you hear them on the radio. I'm talking about those guys. These guys are influencing our youth to be sissies. Walking around sliding their feet with spit in their mouth. You shopping in the women's section and all that. That ain't cool. God created you a boy. You're a boy. God created you a man. You're a man. You ain't trans, no gender. You ain't trans. You ain't gender. None of that. You what God created you to be. And God don't make no mistakes. Understand that? God don't make no mistakes. Some more devices of Satan, some tricks of the devil, is this drug use. See, back in the 80s and the 90s, when all the Israelites was on crack and selling crack and smoking crack and using crack, you locked them all up. Fast forward to 2017, all the Caucasians are on pills, whether it's Percocets, whether it's opioids. Oh, we've got an epidemic. It's the state of the nation. They need therapy and treatment and love and care. They need a hug. What's the difference? What's the difference? Drugs is drugs. Portland's got a heroin problem. Too many white people on heroin. Too many people on heroin. No, just like you said, too many Caucasian people on heroin now is a problem. You're destroying yourself. Then you Israelites, you black men, Hispanic men, run around here smoking marijuana and crystal meth and all types of other crap. High out of your mind. Don't know whether it's Thursday or Friday or Monday. Ain't washed behind in days. You don't know what's up or down, which way is left or which way is right. Destroying yourself. Good for nothing you becoming. Bible talks about if you destroy God's temple, God will destroy you. You got a lot of young men dying at a young age. God just died the other day. So-called prominent rapper with tattoos all over his body. That's another trick of the devil. Bible tell you clearly in the law you're not supposed to be putting markings on your flesh. And you got all these young people out here getting tattoos. What you gonna do when you stand before the judgment seat of God in the throne room? And God looking at you like, what's all that stuff on your body? What you gonna say? Your mouth shut in judgment. Don't you follow this world. You follow after God, brothers and sisters. Let me show you something about this world. Hold that and get 1 John. show you something about this world. This world is evil. This world is wicked. Don't you follow after this world either. You follow after God. 1 John chapter 3. And hold on, my eyesight is getting to me. 1 second. First John chapter 2:13. 1 John 2:15-17.
Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
You see that? You can't love the world and love God the Father at the same time. They don't go together. Either you're going to love God the Father or you're going to love the world. Can't do both. Read.
Verse 17.
You read verse 16 already?
No.
Okay. Read down to verse 17. So 15, 16, 17. Come on.
Yes. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world.
You see what this world is made up of? The lust of the flesh. All you want to do is just fornicate and commit adultery and commit lewd sexual acts, lasciviousness. You understand that? It's all about the flesh, this world. It says the lust of the eyes. Everything you see, you want. You covet it after everything somebody else owns. And the pride of life. Oh, I'm a doctor. I'm a lawyer. Oh, I'm a psychologist. Oh, I'm this. I'm a professor. Listen, if you ain't a man of God, you ain't nothing. You less than nothing. If you ain't a man or woman of God. And if you ain't an Israelite, forget about it. The Bible calls you spittle. Read on.
Verse 17. And the world passes away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever.
You see that, brothers and sisters? You want to live forever? You better follow after God, because this world is going to pass away. Now let's get 1 John chapter 5. Verse 19, this is what I was looking for.
And we know that we are of God, and the whole world.
Some of the world?
The whole world.
Just one part of the world.
The whole world lieth in wickedness.
See that, brothers and sisters? This whole world is wicked. So you don't want to be a part of this world, because if you're a part of this world, you're going to get the judgment that's coming to this world. You want to be out of the world and into the truth. Did you read all of 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8?
Counsel.
Okay, let's get Revelation chapter 12, verse 9, please.
And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceived the whole world.
You see what the devil's job is? First of all, make sure you get all his names right. Again, you got the devil, you got Satan, you got that old serpent, and you got the great dragon. Not at once did it say Lucifer, because Lucifer is not a name of the devil. The Bible tells you in Isaiah chapter 14, Lucifer is a man. And guess what? You're going to find out that man is the Edomites, Esau, the children of Esau, the children of Edom. The Caucasian race, that's Lucifer. If you don't believe me, read Isaiah chapter 14. Read it. It's going to be clear to you. If it's not clear to you, then email us. We'll break it down to you. So again, what's the goal of the devil? What's the job of the devil? He does what?
Deceiveth the whole world.
You see that? That's his job, to deceive everybody on the planet. Read.
Verse 9. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him.
And check that out. Where is the devil and his angels right now? Here on earth. What's their job? To deceive everybody and to kill as many Israelites as they can. That's their job. That's their job. So, brothers and sisters, you got to be ready because the devil is after you. Now, what you're going to find out, what you're going to find out is that the angels that are here on earth are actually more powerful than the angels in heaven. And you might say, brother, what are you talking about the angels here on earth? Who are the angels here on earth? Again, have you read in Psalms it says, ye are gods? It says you're going to die like men. The Israelites in the flesh here on earth are more powerful than the angels up in heaven. The only difference between us is the angels in heaven are all spirit. The angels here on earth are in the flesh. But once you become spiritual, you can do angelic things. And what is the devil and his angels going to do against the Israelites? Total righteous walking in the spirit. No match. And how you know the angels here on earth in the flesh are stronger than angels in heaven? Jacob, our forefather Jacob, wrestled the angel and prevailed. And the angel blessed him. With that, I'm going to say thank you for tuning into The Truth in PDX right here on Blog Talk Radio. You've been a beautiful audience. Until next Saturday, we say God bless, shalom, and good night.